Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and this would be Miss Panda Bear right here. Today's show is on the Sound Healing Conference that just happened, which you can still watch for free for until May 14th. And it's the Sound of Love Conference, and there's some amazing presenters we had. We got blissed out. So I'm going to be playing some of the sound baths before the presentations and then telling you a little bit about the conference. So our intention is just bliss, just love. Before we begin, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. If you happen to be in the area, tomorrow we have our open house from 1 to 5 at the Institute in Sausalito. And we go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then we also go over or do mini meditations and then put people on the sound lounge and sound tables, and everybody gets blissed out. So if you can make it tomorrow, that's from 1 to 5 in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. We also have our summer intensive coming up, which is June 6th to the 16th, 10 to 9:30 every day. That's half of the certificate program. You could just do that part though if you want. You don't have to do the whole certificate. And then the rest is done online over 6 months or so. And it's really, really powerful. I mean, you get immersed in sound for 10 days and you don't leave and you're transformed forever. And then we have our 3.5 month program starting September 5th, if you're in the area, if you want to move here. And that's same program and half online also. It's all about being able to do a practice in sound healing. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. And also to understand how the universe works based on vibration, which that includes the body as well, and also to be able to get to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over, and know how to get other people there over and over and over as well. Then we have the online version, which starts this Tuesday, May 2nd. Works really well if you can't make it out here. We've got a lot of people in the online program. We've been doing it for over 20 years too, so it works really well. We do treatments and have you do homework on people as well. So that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and Saturdays 10 to 1 Pacific time. But if you can't make those times, you can always do the videos, watch the videos. We also have our recording program, completely separate than the sound healing program. I wrote the number one selling books in the field in audio recording besides sound healing. And it's all about recording, mixing, and producing. We've been going for about a month, but you could still jump in if you want. And it's just one day a week, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And then you have to do 5 to 7 hours of lab, or about 8 hours of lab each week. And you will be able to record, mix, and produce after that class, guaranteed, if you do your homework, that is. Then we have the voice analysis software. The next training is June 10th. You have to purchase by May 28th, and it's all about finding missing notes and frequencies in the voice, which correspond to different issues and weaknesses in organs and emotional issues as well. And you can do assessments online or over the phone, so it's a good application to add to your business. You can also just get a treatment as well and check it out for $85. We also have a new site. Let me show you here. Which is brainwave assessment. It's yourhomenote.com, yourhomenote.com. And this is the tools for actually finding a person's home note. So we give you all the different sounds to do the assessment, and then we give you 48 CD downloads that you can distribute to clients, which are delta, theta, alpha, and beta in each of the 12 notes. And detailed instructions and a little class on how to do assessments. And basically, by finding those notes, we can tune the binaural beats to the person in these different brainwave states. Delta is for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, beta for overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. And we also, it does left and right brain synchronization as well. And it's really good for anxiety, for depression, for PTSD, for learning, overcoming ADHD, creativity, traumatic brain injury, sports preparation, sleep, autism, and dementia. So we're just finishing the site. Should have it done by tomorrow, so you can actually buy these treatments. And we've got a lot of testimonials. It's really effective for those issues. So it's actually brainwave assessment. Oh, I haven't finished that part. It's 148, and then, I'm sorry, 888, and then 148 to book a session. Okay. So that's yourhomenote.com. And then we have our sound healing conference. It's already happened, but it's free playback till May 14th. And it's all about the sound of love, the sound of love for loving yourself, loving relationships, and universal love. And it's I go through these different aspects. We've got Geetha. Oh my God, Geetha is healing cancer with sound, left and right. She right before our presentation the day before, she did a healing on this woman who had cancer in the hospital, and they checked the next day. The doctors checked, and the cancer was gone. It's really, she's amazing. And she's in Denmark, by the way. Sylvina, who, if you've been around our presentations, you know Sylvina's a powerful singer that's really heart open. So she'll take you to another dimension. Marianne Gubri, who plays harp. She's quite incredible. And then I'm going to play a little bit of Catherine's presentation. She does light language and a lot of movement. She's working on the other side a lot. She's powerful. And then Greg Hammer did a whole presentation on happiness. He wrote one of the top-selling books on happiness in the U.S. And then Barbara Canals talks about high-frequency divine love and does energy transmissions with light language as well. Randy Masters talks about the numbers of the frequencies of love. So he goes through all the numbers that are used for love, for the balance of the masculine and feminine. So it's a whole numerology presentation. It's really interesting. Lee Stevens does a whole thing on how the ocean heals us in detail, scientifically. It's very, very cool. You know, it's like nature is just love. Nature is just love. And then Lynn, Holly, and I go over the Sound Education Association and the latest work we've done to bring it into the mainstream. Then we have Jeffrey Martin, who's figured out how to use ultrasound on microtubules in the brain to bring you into unity consciousness, where you're one with the universe. Oh my God, he's got some amazing things going on. Shanti is just pure love. She's just pure universal love. Same with Amalu. Oh, got a little extra E there. And she's doing the frequency of love. Holly Beatty talks about what it's like to be a shaman and to see with the third eye and different aspects of the body. And then I do my final presentation on universal love, how to access universal love and oneness. And each one has a sound bath or a concert in either before, during, or after. And I want to show you some of those. Let me finish my opening, though, here. So we also have, if you go to sound, let's get back to our home page here. So if you go to soundtherapycenter.com, I'm just going to go to the home page here, soundhealingcenter.com. If you go to Globe Institute, which all of our classes, we have the certificate and two certificate programs and the recording program that I mentioned. We have the store, which is that you could get to directly by soundoflove.com. Over 300 instruments and technologies. We have sound lounge, sound tables, sound belts, sound vests. All types of things to vibrate you into bliss and get rid of all types of issues. And then we've got the over 100 CDs for different issues. We also have frequency CDs that you don't listen to. You play them on the body. We also have my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and my recording books. And we've got all types of tuning forks, crystal bowls, a ton of different instruments to check out. In the Sound Therapy Center, the main two things we have are the voice analysis and the home note that I just mentioned. But we also do treatments at the Institute as well. And then we have the Sound Healing Research Foundation, where the Medical Sound Association has over 30 detailed treatment plans put together by over 700 doctors and sound therapists. And that's medicalsoundassociation.com. And the Sound Education Association has downloads for exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years that we developed over 5 years with tons of people, right? And so you can join both of those, the Medical Sound Association and the Sound Education Association, and we have bi-monthly meetings that you can check out. And just go to those sites and you'll see the join button or the contact form. Okay. In the Research Foundation site, we also have over 500 clinical papers and about 500 student papers on sound and music therapy. Okay. So those are the different things we have happening. One more, though. We're about to launch our Sound Treatment Center at soundtreatmentcenter.com, which is online treatments one-on-one. And you can sign up to get treatments. We'll be launching in about 2 weeks. Or if you want to be a practitioner, click on the practitioner registration, and you can sign in and become a practitioner and charge whatever you want. So we have a lot of different practitioners now that will be doing different types of treatments, and it's the best quality sound. We've got a compressor, we've got, you know, a program way better than Zoom, and we're training all the practitioners on the best miking and such. So it's going to be really good sound. So check that out, soundtreatmentcenter.com. Okay, let's take a look at some of the things we're doing in the conference here. First, I want to play a little sound bath that I did for the beginning of the conference. And what's interesting in this sound bath is I actually did the sound bath live, and then I went into the recording studio and added all these different parts musically on top of it. So it's actually three or four of my vocals and bass instruments and all types of things in the background. So check this out. It's really much better if you wear headphones, because there's a lot of bass in this and it won't come through your computer speakers. Okay, so here's my opening. So you'll hear me introducing the conference as we go here. Okay, enjoy. Oh, and this one's about... Oh, this is not the one I meant to play. Oh, no, not the one. Let me find it here. Actually, I'll play the other one, and then I'll find it while afterwards. Okay. Yeah, this is not the one I meant to play. Okay, check this one out. Again, this does have background music in it as well. Okay, check this out. Okay, from the beginning. Enjoy. Love. Thank you. got all blissed out from that. Cool. Okay. Next thing I want to show is presentation, or actually a little bit of a sound bath from Amalu. Amma's on another dimension as well. So check this out. It's kind of in the middle of it. I'm just going to play half of it here. Oops, I have to share screen again. Here we go. Okay. Amalu. Get to it. Zoom's in the way. Okay. Here we go. View full screen. There we go. Enjoy.
Oh.
Mamalu. Oh, and Pan Miss Panda Bear waking up. Okay. Okay, this next one is Shanti. Shanti is one of our instructors. And check this out. She's on another dimension as well. Okay. Let me share. Find Shanti here. Okay. Enjoy.
Namaste. Let us journey together into the holy womb chakra for a blessing from the Divine Mother. Focus your attention just below your belly button. And allow a light to come through in this divine center, the seat of your soul. And we ask for the Great Mother to please clear any blocks, any karma, anything that is infringing on your expression of your soul essence. Now for a golden thread of light to be attached where you have a stream of energy flowing in through this lower abdominal area into your holy womb from the Divine Mother, from the cosmic womb. Heart to infuse your heart with your soul essence and continue a golden strand up into your third eye so that this may now be how your visions and how you foresee and foretell what is to come, come straight from your soul essence. Namaste.
We have Miss Bear here. Again, that was Shanti and Leon. So you want to see a kitty cat respond to a tuning fork? Check this out. She loves it. Let's see if we can get it right on her. She likes to rub against it. Oh, just a little more. Yeah. Okay. Let us continue. Now we have Catherine Krake. She does light language and movement. Oh my God, this one will take you to a whole nother dimension. Check this out. Catherine Krake. Again, this is all from our Sound of Love conference at globesoundhealingconference.com/love. globesoundhealingconference.com/love. Okay, check out Catherine here. She's so much fun.
All of you, and you too, David, to just breathe for a moment and feel your feet and welcome both sounds and movement. I may, right now my arms, my hands are working with the energy, calling it in and adjusting and so on. And we will probably be moving our body too, and I will tell you how you follow along, and you just do it the best way you can do. It's your body that decides what you are able to do and what you're not able to do, so you listen to that. And every moment, well, every motion, every movement is also sound directly from source, because you know sound is also silent. You breathe in the sounds that will come from my voice, and you let your heart receive, you let your soul receive, you let your body receive. We will be going through four steps. We may not notice them specifically one by one, but it is contemplate, elevate, release, and radiate into one, one love, one heart. Oh, my. Dashenama, Dashenamangename, Haramana, Haramana, Hamangena Shita, Hamamoshe, Harahano, She cheers am zina am. Hey, tau fushinki. Ech amana, ach amen yakau artianki. Inhale deeply. And exhale fully. And now place your hands, you can open your eyes and place your hands on either side of your head with a distance, like at the height of your ears. And you start slowly moving your head from side to side. Breathing, opening your chest, pulling back your elbows and shoulder blades. And now you make a tone, your tone. It doesn't have to be the one that I make. While you keep saying this sound, you feel it in the back of your spine between your shoulder blades. And at the same time, you listen to my sound. Inhale, exhale. Lower your hands and shake them. Stop shaking your hands, and now you shake your legs. Shake your legs. Feel the feet of your soles of your feet on the ground. Check. Ra ra amana ni an amana e amana amana e akatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakat breathing and move your upper body back and forth, like swaying. Just slowly swaying. Find your own rhythm. Trust your body. Let the sound from the ground move through you. Lean back, all the way back, Lean back as far as you can go. You may have a chair in your way. That doesn't matter. Lean back. Shankar, arm. Straighten up, arms up. And lift up your arms all the way up so that you lift up your chest. And place your feet very firmly on the ground so that, and if you want to, you can stand up. I'm going to sit because if not, I'll get out of the picture. You're allowed to stand up. Lift, 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 lift. Ingyanam yangan yanang yanan yangan yanang 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 yanang. Still your arms straight if you can. If it's too hard for you, just lower them, that's fine. Palms are facing up and you open your chest again. What are you holding here? What are you holding in your hands right now? In a minute, you will make it spin. You will make it spin in 3, 2, 1, now. Then twist it, 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 twist it. Let it spin above you while you lower your hands slowly. And feel how this spin of what you were holding is just coming down into your body, into your heart, and all the way down to your navel, all the way down to your womb, all the way down to your root, down through your legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. Stamp your feet. Anchor it. Now, bend your body a little to the left. Let go of your head, it won't fall off. And open your mouth. Let your jaw work on your throat. Releasing in front of your throat where your voice is. And you shift side. Go to the other side, to the right. Keep on working with your jaw. You may want to cough, that's fine. Releasing your voice. Breathe through your mouth. Let the breath help you. Feel it right there on your throat. And when you're ready, you come up. Roll your shoulders backwards. Twist again your head a little bit from side to side. And listen to the silence within. the silence in your chest, the upper chest, just above your heart and below your throat, that area behind the sternum. Listen to the silence here. How does it feel here? Tight? Expanded? Find your tune, your note, your tone, your soul's tune. And help, let it help you in this area to open. When you're ready, you inhale again and lift up your arms, your hands, and place them like a little bowl just in front of you at the height of your throat. Receive. Receiving and giving is the same thing. What you receive runs through you and gives back automatically when your soul connection is here. What are you receiving and what are you giving now? Mama, mama, na, na, oh, nya, shia nang yin do, ar nyang a ru ya ma, tia kao nung, shia sao to, mien an ea dar tia ka, shishia kisa shim ea. Kiesis as as ien am ena, artan tiekam oi, sham utieka. Slowly you move your hands, you separate them. And offer what you received, offer this to the world. You open your hands so much, so your palms face forward, and you can reach the hands of all of us present in this moment with each other, in this enormous circle. Feel your heart beat with all the rest. This big community, and this heart of this community beating with the heart of humanity. Feel it. Be it. One heart. One love. Radiating into one. And what you radiate is what you attract and what you activate around you. You can lower your hands again and just let them rest on your knees or thighs. And be still for a moment.
After that, huh? Oh my god. Okay, let me find my little sound thing and then we'll end with that. Attention. Okay. Looking. She, Catherine's in Denmark, by the way. Let's see, where's my... not seeing it. Dave. And so, is this it? No. Oops. Where's my... Oh, here we go. I think this is it. No, that's not it. I'm sorry, I thought I had it queued up, but I don't. Okay, this is not it, right? Oh, maybe this is it. Oh yeah, it is it. Okay, let me share my screen, and we'll play a few minutes of this to end. And you can hold that frequency for the rest of the weekend. And the rest of the week ahead, months ahead, and years ahead. Stop the. Okay. I'm getting there.
Iem aranya kal shusem aurukum. Tienkien sam enan.
Okay, here we go. Check this out, and we'll end with this. Yeah.